and answer any questions you have about us as well. So here's John with us now. Thank you, Tim.
Hello.
Hi, Tim. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today?
Doing all right yourself?
Hey, not bad over here. Happy Thursday. Close to the weekend now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, Tim, JR just sent over information. Catch up to speed a little bit here. I see you're looking to target just the residential work within about like an hour distance. I'm going to say no more than 50-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate, would you say?
Sure, yep.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, that works out perfectly because our package goes up to 50 miles anyway. It doesn't mean you have to use all 50 miles. I mean, you can exclude areas and narrow things down to specific counties and zip codes if you wanted to. So it's sky's the limit with that.
Okay.
Now, Tim, all the calls will come directly to you. There's no third party or middleman that will ever touch any of your customers. So you never have to worry about that. And JR actually put in more than a 50% discounted rate for you, so I'm sure you're going to love the pricing, but before I dive into it, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how it works in general?
I mean, it sounds like the same thing as Andrew, right?
No, not at all, actually. So are you currently with Angie's right now, or?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll explain some differences behind that. I'm not going to talk bad about another company. I never do that. I just want to talk about it here.
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So with Angie's, that's one directory, right? Customers have to be a member to even see your business. And let's say they do go that extra mile to do that. From that point, if they say any of the services that you provide, right, that one lead gets spread out to several other competitors and everyone's racing to call this customer down to earn their business, right? With Google, nobody has to be a member of anything. It's just out of convenience, right? So if I go on my phone, voice Alexa, computer, tablets, doesn't matter. If I say, hey, any of the services that you provide, let's say bathroom remodeling, kitchen, outdoors, anything of that nature, boom, your business will be top recommended as an option for the customers to call at that point when they need you. And we don't charge per call, click, job, lead. It's a flat rate month to month with no contracts. And once you do decide to join with our family, Tim, we close out the area within that 50-mile radius. Better believe we only work with you to give you our undivided attention. We don't want to spread leads and have you guys rotate because being month-to-month, if you're not getting the max results that you're wanting or paying for, then you're not going to stick with us, right? So would it make any sense if we did that, even if we did? Does that make sense so far? Yes, sir. Now, we don't just stop by getting you on the first page of Google. We get you on 60 other local directories in your area. For example, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, the ones that are going to give you the quality calls that you're looking for, not the spam and robocalls all the time. Okay. So, Tim, are you also doing any type of social media for the business, like Facebook or Instagram or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
No.
So I'm assuming that's not of interest, correct?
I mean, I've been told that that's something I need to work on, but man, I just really hate it, so.
I think we connect very well on that. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't like Facebook. I just don't like it. It's not for me. Personal use, never, nah. But for business, it does well. I'll admit that. You know, people like, especially in the local areas, they like to spread the word through that way. Don't ask me why. It's just the stats on there. With that being said, Tim, it doesn't change pricing or anything like that. And it's included in your package if you do decide to use it. If you don't have a Facebook, we develop a Facebook business page for you. Okay. Now, if customers don't reach out to you through Google, imagine this, and they go on their Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on their feed with a click to call you directly. So it's incredible target marketing ads that will just remind these customers to say, hey, listen, you were looking for these services nearby. Click here to call Tim. You know, so the more they see you, the better and likelihood of them to think to call you first when they need you. That's pretty much what it is.
Okay.
All right. Yes, sir. So without further ado, let's go over pricing. I mean, it seems like this is, you know, things that you like to hear here from what I'm seeing. But you tell me as far as the package itself so far, did you have any questions on that?
What's your bottom line, man?
All right. Perfect. So pricing. Month to month, no contracts. You're going to always be grandfathered in at the $249 month to month. That's it. There's no cancellation fees, set of fees, nothing, no hidden agendas of any nature.
$250 a month.
Correct. Well, Yeah, if you were around, but I don't accept tips. Okay, Tim? But yes.
No.
But yeah, for rounding here, $250 month to month. And we put that in writing. We also make sure that we do a voice verification where everything's recorded to protect you, actually. That's for your benefit. So that way, no matter what, pricing always stays the same. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, I didn't get to go over everything that includes, but based off of pricing and so far what you're hearing, how do you feel? Is it still in the right ballpark for your budgeting, or what are we looking at?
All a lot cheaper than Angie.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy stories. No lie. No lie.
It's only $900 for 1 month.
Stop. Is that, did you have like a pay per lead with you, or was that month to month plus that? Like, how do they do this?
So that's the Angie ad. So they send me like leads is what they call them.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people they send it out to, you know, but
yeah
it's like $900 a month for them to just like, basically if something comes on Angie, they send it out to people so that,
that's messed
you know,
up,
I can call them instead of them trying to find me, you know?
Wow. So, see, that's another huge thing. Yeah. Like, these customers, you're not chasing them down. They're chasing you down right at that moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I feel, I don't know about you, Tim, but correct me if I'm wrong on this. This is just a feeling, okay? If I was a customer, I would know that. Like, I would just type in, hey, kitchen remodelers nearby, and just wait to see whoever gets the lowest bid for me, and then I choose that one. So it's more about pricing than quality. I don't know. That's just what I feel. Anyway. But.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tim, so we're ready to go and get this started here today then, right?
I'll try it for a month, man.
Okay. Well, 1 month, I get it. I mean, it's month to month. We want to earn your business each and every month by giving you good results. I want to make sure, though, in order to get you those max results, Tim, I want to make sure you see it for yourself. So we're going to develop what we call as a dashboard, fully customizable tracking system. You can see where the customers are calling from, keywords being used, all of that. Don't forget to hear this part, Alex. We'll have a team that's available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'll give you that phone number as well. That way, if you need to adjust anything on Facebook or add a picture or change a phone number, whatever the case may be, we want to make sure our team is there for you to do that for you. That way, you're not having an extra headache on your table there, okay?
Yeah.
Last thing here, I didn't see... so when I typed this in, maybe I typed it in wrong. I saw the website here. Yeah, it keeps, every time I put this in, it shows like it's under construction or something going on here.
Really?
T-hillconstruction.com. Is that the right email or, website?
T-hconstruction.com.
Yeah, T-hconstruction.com.
Not Hill. It's T-h construction.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Let's try that. There we go. Okay, perfect.
That's pretty bare bones.
You got the house with a beautiful deck right here.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Is that a real picture, or is that like a fake thing? Because that's pretty cool.
No, that's real. We built that.
Get out of here, man. That's awesome. I love it. Yeah. Okay, all right,
fun.
So I'm going to go ahead and make sure, because this is a great picture, and it's just capturing it right from the get-go. I'm going to put this in here so that way our team makes sure that your website's being found, right? We don't want to just have a great website and goes to no use. Tim, is the first name Tim, T-I-M, or is it short for Timothy?
Timothy.
Okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
T-A-U-S-P-H.
Okay.
Uh-huh. E-K.
Perfect. Just like the business name. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And then I want to make sure, do not hang up the phone after the payment. Okay. I want to make sure you stay on the phone with me so you see your invoice through text and email. All right. I want to make sure if you had questions, concerns, I'm here to address it with you. What's the best email I could send that invoice to, though?
It is timothy@t-hconstruction.com.
Get out of here, Steve. All right, perfect.
I try to keep
and
it pretty easy, man.
Yeah, I love it. And then do you have, let's see, a different phone number for the customers to reach out to as far as?
Correct, it is.
It is, okay.
Yep, 269.
We'll get to that in just, hang on for me on that one. Hang on for that one. We'll jump into that in just a second here. And then for the phone number for us to reach out to you, though, is that ending with this number, the 1106?
Yep. Oh, that's the number you're calling me from? Yeah, that's the work number. That's fine.
Okay. All right. As long as we can reach you, that'd be great. I just want to make sure we're taking care of you. Okay.
That goes the same place.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Do you have it set, right? If it doesn't ring, or if it rings us so many times, it goes to your phone?
Well, this is a Google Voice phone number, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey.
It just goes right to my phone.
Nice, nice. All right. Now, Tim, this part is for Google. I need to make sure I have it on point, because if not, it can cause a lot of issues here, okay? So, far as the business name, I have it just like the last name, right, with construction. That's pretty much it. Right?
Yep.
Now, the Google does need to have a physical address to send possibly a postcard in the mail to you. It takes about 5 to 7 business days just to get you verified, right? Now, it doesn't mean you have to show that address online, but it's just something that we need to have for Google. What would that the address be, though?
5330 West GH Avenue. That's Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Is that 49009?
Correct.
All right, beautiful. I got to say, I don't know if you get this a lot, but that's like the totally weird address there.
Yeah, right?
It blows me out of the water. All right.
Yeah, Kalamazoo County has all of their East and West streets, A through Z. Yep, and then it's like all the North and South streets are 1 through, I don't know, like 124 or something like that.
Is it really? That's wild, man.
Yep.
All right. Now, Tim, also, the next part is I want to make sure our team introduces themselves to you, okay? They go over how you want your Facebook ads to be, you know, addressed, how you want them to look, how often you want them to present it out there as well to your clients. They definitely want to go into heavy detail with that. So you don't have to be in front of a computer for it, though, but they just want to make sure you're feeling comfortable about everything that we're doing for you and doing it right. Tomorrow, I could set that up as, you know, early tomorrow. Do you have an hour window to speak with them? By any chance on that?
Tomorrow? Probably not tomorrow, man.
Okay, that's all right. We're closed weekend, so would Monday work better?
Yep. Monday would probably work better.
Okay, perfect. Morning or evening works better for you?
Probably evening.
Okay.
If you could do it, you said you're open till 7. If you could do it after 5, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, I could set it from 6 to 7, if you like that, just to play
perfect.
Safe.
That's what it, dude.
All right.
I like it.
All right, cool. So I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to send the same email over to our team. It's a Google invite. All you need to do is just hit yes on your side to show them that you're committed, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay? So I'm sending you an email now. And that way you have an extra secondary form of contact for me as well. So, pal. Now, it's going to be off PST time for them, but so it'll be 3 o'clock their time, so 6 to 7 your time, or our time, sorry.
Okay.
Let me know once you got it, and don't do anything further than just hitting yes, though, okay? Okay, I'm going to put a reminder here for them, too. I can't believe Monday's the 2nd already.
No kidding.
Yes, yeah.
Done.
Perfect. Okay. Next part. Tim, far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7? 6 to 5? Okay. And then, like, what days during the week, though?
Monday through Friday?
Okay. Anytime you need to adjust that, you let me know or let our team know. And then that will go ahead and make that adjustment for you. I don't want you to have another headache on your shoulders. I want to make sure you utilize our team, okay? Now, I remember you mentioning that we have a different phone number for the customers to contact, correct?
Yeah, you're actually calling on that number, man. If you got the 1106, that's... Yep.
Oh, okay, then yeah, that works out perfect. Okay, cool. And then would you like them to also email you as well or just a phone call?
Email's fine.
Perfect. Okay. Same email? Email? I said that backwards somehow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, same email.
All right. And then, like I said, this package goes up to 50 miles if you need it to. Do you want to use all 50 miles? Do you want to keep it in specific areas, or how would you feel on that?
I mean, I can change it later, right?
Anytime. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Keep it at 50.
All right. Let's rock and roll on that then. 50 miles it is. Okay. And how do you set payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, stuff like that?
No, pretty much just cash and check.
Okay, beautiful. Keep it easy, right? And
nope.
Boom. Now, I remember you mentioned you don't have a Facebook yet, so I'm putting notes that you are going to need to get that one in there for us, so we're going to throw that including your package at no additional cost, okay? And you'll see that on paper once you see the invoice there. The only thing we do need is make sure to have at least a personal page developed. It doesn't have to be spectacular or anything. We just want to make sure you have the keys to the car to talk with your customers. That's the only part. The number one thing we don't do is talk to the customers, okay? So I think that's a good thing.
Reactivate my Facebook account.
You may have to do that one, or, I mean, you could make a brand new one just for that, so that way they can contact you and you can see it. Yeah, the last thing we want to do is just have, say, oh, yeah, we got this calls and blah, blah, blah for you, and you're like, well, show me the proof, and you know what I mean? So that's what we want to avoid. Yeah. And also, bada bing, bada boom, I'm going to send one email. You do not have to do this today, okay? But just to make sure to, because Google has been very strict on their policies lately to getting verified and showing customers the businesses. So we're very aware of this being the premier partner with them. We know exactly what they're going to be looking for. So they may send a postcard. They may ask for a picture of a tool or equipment, stuff like that. The more you have of that, the quicker it is for it, the better it is, but you don't have to do all of them. Okay. So I just sent that email to you. Take a look at that later tonight and, you know, take care of that when you can. Far as the services that you offer, I want to make sure we get them all in there so that we're not missing any opportunities. I got like basement finishing, tile, hardwood, and vinyl flooring from your website here. I got bathrooms, kitchen, decks, outdoor spaces, home maintenance, and repair. Is there anything else I can add in here while I have you on the phone?
I mean, that kind of is a general summary, yeah. I think that's
okay, cool. Yeah, I just always like to ask, you know. I want to make sure we're not missing anything there. Cool. And then put this here. All right, so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to send this to our technician team now. That way they're not starting from scratch when they talk to you tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, on Monday. I want to make sure that they actually know how to help you, what they need to do, and things like that as well. Okay? So that's very important here. Yes, sir. Wow. Now, the next part we're going to do is what we call is that voice verification I was telling you about. Everything's recording. It's a protection for you, actually. So I want to make sure I put it – I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning. Just answer as clear as possible just to verify. But I'm going to put the pricing in there so that way you're always grandfathered in at that discounted rate. And I'm also even going to tell you how to go ahead and discontinue if that was the case in the future, okay? So I'm going to put that in the recording as well. All right, so without further ado, let's get it started. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Towsett Hill Construction.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Timothy Towsett Hill, owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, Tim, I'm going to hit pause for a second. As you know, there's crazy people out there. I want to make sure you're well-protected. So after this recording part, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know a security question, hang up the phone and dial that 877 number. So we're going to set up a security question. We will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. So that's kind of something we want to keep in mind there, keep everything confidential. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to continue here. do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. That's pretty much saying we can't read your mind. If you need us to, you know, update anything in your Facebook or your Google Business profile, please let us know. We'll go ahead and take care of that for you,
yep.
Okay? Yes, sir.
Totally.
All right. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 28th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. Yep. When the second payment is completed, your agreement automatically renews each month on the same day of the 28th of every month in the same amount of $249. And you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. Perfect. All right, don't say it like I do. Like, you know, it sounds like we're getting married here, you know.
No, I just thought that's you. We haven't said that in a while.
Oh, man, I'm a clown here. All right, so the next part is the security question. Don't give out your answer to anybody, okay, obviously. But far as the security question, you can pick up any answer you want, but we only have 3 choices for the question. So we have,
yep.
Choose one. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll go first pet.
First pet's name it is. And again, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
B-A-L-O-O.
B-A-L-L-O. Did I say that right?
B-A-L-O-O.
Oh.
1-L-2-O.
Right.
Baloo.
Baloo. I love it. All right. So I'm putting this in. Not changing. All right. Best name.
Cool.
Now. Okay. Now, again, if they give you the answer, that's a red flag, too. That's not what we want. We're only going to ask the question. So, Tim, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name spelled out completely, or is it just Tim? How is it showing on the card
there? It's Timothy S. Hill.
S. Hill. Oh, okay, perfect. And then I'm assuming it's the same billing address, right? The 5330?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
No, it's the Visa.
All right. And just for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4311-9632-1500. 8264.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
12/23.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
112.
All right. Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, stay on the phone with me, man. All right. I want to make sure I keep to my promises, too. I want to make sure that I refresh this account 3 times because I want to make sure that you're still at that discounted rate. Okay. So here.
Yep.
There. And there we go. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Okay? Stay on with me. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. Whichever comes first, let me know. That way I can direct you so you can see the breakdown of everything we discussed in there as well. Okay? Okay, it just went through on my side here, so let me know whichever comes through.
Okay. Local Splash, Timothy, you get your business Google Biz profile verified. Google may require additional information further. Is that the one?
That was the one I was saying to take a look at to add pictures later and things like that.
Gotcha.
There should be another one that says initial invoice. That's the important one.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a minute for it to come through.
Yeah. All right, let me refresh on my side, too. Maybe that might help, too. boom, let me see. All Refresh scan.
There it goes.
Yeah,
I got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Using Local Splash, you can copy your invoice on file.
Boom. Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead and click that, and in there, there's a spot where it'll show, click here to accept subscription terms or something like that. Do you see anything like that?
Certify that I'm authorized. Click here to type your name as seen above.
Perfect. There you go. Oh, yeah. I mean, take your time. I want to make sure if you had questions, I'm here with you. So.
Confirm signature.
Perfect.
Now it takes me to login screen.
That's it. You're all set. All right, partner. So on Monday, when our techs call you from that 877 number, they're going to help you develop that password and login for that, because that's your next best friend right there. Customers, you can see your analytics. You can see what's working, what's not working, calls. Sometimes I've actually seen customers reach out through there. I don't know how that process works, to be honest on that, but you definitely don't want to miss any opportunities. So that's going to be the bread and butter right there. All right, Tim?
Cool. Yep.
Yes, sir. Well, first off, man, congratulations. Welcome to the family here.
Thank you, man.
All right. Yeah, we're going to do well. So we'll talk to you on Monday. Did you have any further questions for me, though?
I think I'm all set, man.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, you have a wonderful, safe weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye.